Good morning. This is The Takeaway. I'm John Huckenberry. Adori Doji is off today. The head of the Russian utility Gazprom says gas shipments to Ukraine could resume today, but only if the European Union deploys monitors to observe Ukrainian pipelines. They say no progress has been made on a new contract between the Ukraine and Russia that has caused this disruption to begin with. Joining us now is Gabriel Gatehouse, BBC Kiev correspondent. He joins us from Kiev. Gabriel, thanks for being a part of the program.
Pleasure.
So assess this for me. Is this a legitimate billing dispute between Ukraine and Russia, or is it more of an extortion racket on the part of the Medvedev government?
It depends who you ask. I mean, if you ask Gazprom, the Russian energy giant, they will say this is purely commercial. If you don't pay your bills, you get cut off. That was the initial row whereby Russia cut off gas supplies for Ukrainian consumption. The Russians then said that Ukraine was stealing gas destined for Europe, for further west. Russia supplies the European Union with about a quarter of its gas, and 80% of that goes through Ukraine. So they switched the taps off completely. Since then, a number of East European countries have started to freeze. But the Russians very much sticking to the line that at the background to this is a commercial dispute. But now, of course, it's gone so far that, of course, it's taken a political dimension. Brussels has had to get involved. And certainly there are many in Ukraine here who believe that Russia uses its vast energy wealth as a stick, if you like, with which to beat Kiev, beat Ukraine when it isn't doing what the Kremlin likes.
And ultimately, run shivers down the spines of people in Europe. Let's talk about this notion of EU monitors observing Ukrainian pipelines. What precedent is there for something like that?
Well, I think this is a new thing, certainly as far as Ukraine is concerned. But apparently the first group of these monitors is already underway. They're expected here just a little bit later on today. A second group is being briefed in Berlin. And Gazprom says that once they're all in place, both on the Russian border with Ukraine and on the Western border, then they'll start pumping gas. The idea is that these observers will be able to measure the exact amount of gas coming into Ukraine. And then if they see the exact same amount of gas coming out of Ukraine, they'll be satisfied that Ukraine isn't, as they put it, stealing gas off them, and they'll be happy with that. But that still doesn't solve the underlying dispute over prices between Russia and Ukraine, right, over how much Ukraine should pay for their gas this coming year.
You know, Gabriel, between you and me, the idea of being a pipeline monitor in Ukraine, that sounds like a really dreadful job, don't you think?
Especially at this time of year.
Miserable,
it's pretty cold here.
All right, well, let's seriously, before we go, some analysts were saying that a year ago when the Russians had this dispute and shut off the gas, they were surprised by the potency of this gas weapon. Do you think that they are more likely to use it now and are actually acting from the perspective of, man, this really works?
I think certainly in Brussels, this has been another wake-up call, if you like. Back in 2006, it was a much shorter cutoff, and the rest of Europe wasn't so badly affected. Now we've seen countries like Bulgaria, Serbia, Bosnia, literally shivering in these cold winters. So they'll certainly be looking for a more permanent way to ensure their supplies. Russia, I think, will be looking at this dually. In one way, yes, of course, this is a potent weapon. In another, they don't want to lose those very lucrative European markets for all the gas that they have to sell.
But at the very minimum, this is a kind of a yearly event, at least 2 years running, could be a winter tradition in Europe going forward. Gabriel Gatehouse, thanks for being with us, BBC Kiev correspondent, talking about the Gazprom dispute, which continues in the chilly days of winter in Europe.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.